You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Ninawasalamia kwa jina la Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen.
This is a very historic day for us, and I believe for all of you also. Today, we have become your neighbors. I hope we can be good neighbors. I hope we will love one another. I'm saying that we have signed a land agreement, a land sale agreement for this piece of land here at Kayo today. And so because we have this piece of land here now, we are your neighbors. And it's my prayer that we will be good neighbors. Can we be good neighbors? God has put it in our heart to come to this place so that we can reach out to you and meet the many needs that are here. And one of the things that we wanted to do today as we've come here as a team is really to meet you and for you to meet us. Because I'm sure over the last few weeks people have been talking about these Mzungos. You're all saying, the Mzungos are coming here. And one person is saying one thing and another person is saying another thing. And you're all confused and you don't know really what is happening. So, Gata, I want you to hear it from my own mouth today. And then you can all go away knowing what is happening. Is that good? I go preaching in many prisons around Kenya. Preaching the living word of Almighty God to them. That is the greatest thing that we can do in this place also. Some of you will not think that that's the greatest thing, but that's the greatest thing. Because a famine of hearing the word of the living God is the greatest famine that any place can have. Because where there is no word from the Lord, the people perish in their sins and are lost for all eternity. But before I go any further, and why did I even say that? I was saying it because I tell the prisoners in the prison when they clap for me, do not clap for me. I am just a vessel of clay. The glory always must go to God. And so even today now, don't clap for us. Give the glory to God. The Bible tells, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Okay, so to God be all the glory. And let us always remember that.
You're wondering probably, who am I? I think Julius has already told you my name. Gombo Yangai.
Gombo Yangai.
You know that name? What does it mean? No, it doesn't mean Mothukomi Wangai. Mothukomi means servant. Gombo means slave.
Gombo ni mundu ukwate tu gombo mundu te kuibwa ki
gombo yanga
na wapi gombo yanga.
That means I belong to the Lord.
Uni kwate nyene wangai.
That means I've given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Alwa kwa mwa Yesu Kristo.
That means it's His will that is done in my life.
Kwenda kwake ni kwa kuimwombe ni wadai wako.
It's no longer my will.
Lakini tiwe ndi wako yinde.
He didn't say, let us go to Kayo and do this and that and buy and sell and get gain.
Nina kiende tu di Kayo tu kadoje ke tu doje ke tu kwa tembeza.
I say, if my Lord wills.
Lakini nasiye, ndwa ni kwa kwenda kwanga yin.
Let us go to Kayo and do this.
Tu di Kayo na tukeka ke.
You understand? And so, I wonder today, whose slave are you? I think you've been hearing the name Fame. Yeah? Fame stands for Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor.
Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. Anyanya ma missionary Africa.
So we are your friends. We are not here to make any money. Yeah? And we don't want you to be greedy for money.
Wait,
wait. God has brought us here to draw alongside you and seek to help you and help your families. And we want to work together with you for the glory of God. But what is it that we want to do here? Do we want to build a bank? No, we don't want to build a bank. Stephen,
let me introduce you.
This is a brother in the Lord called Stephen Lee from, he has traveled over from America.
Stephen Lee, from America.
And he is truly also a friend of Africa. And he has put his shoulder to the work of
his.
And God has put a big burden in his heart to help us to try and build other medical clinics. You see, at Kitimula, at Masavi, we have a medical clinic. There we have had a medical clinic for
20
years. We've been helping the people in that area for all of
those.
And a few years ago, Stephen was with us. And we started another clinic at Mono. It's near Castine. He's adding words that I didn't say. But you understand. And Stephen and I and other members of the board of FAME
Missions,
we were talking about where there's other areas, other needy areas that we need to reach out to. God does not want us just to sit on our hands and be content with what we are doing. And so men and women of Kayo, I began to pray that the Lord would direct my heart as to where the most needy areas might be. And last year, around December, God just put it in my heart to go in the truck with our chaplain and come to the other side of Nui, to this side. And I didn't know anybody over here. But we just came past
Nui.
And as I drove along the road, we stopped at the side of the road at one of the villages on the way to
Kitui.
And there was a young woman at the side of the road. She may be here right now, I don't know. And we spoke with her. Is that young lady here? Are you the one? Stand up till we see you. I need a photo of this lady, Stephen. That's a good one that we've found you again. I want her photo. This lady was at the side of the road. So I asked her, how far do you have to go to get medical treatment?
Is
that right? And she told, oh, very far, I have to go all the way to Nui. I live in a place far in the bush called
Kayo.
So I said, let us go to find this place called
Kayo.
And that is how we came to
Kayo.
So you should all buy this lady a cup of
chai.
Yeah, you can give her a clap. So that is the story. Because I know so many of you will be up. Why did they come here? Just like that. And then I came back for a visit to our home country in Northern Ireland. And I was sharing with our board. I was also sharing with Stephen and two other men. One of them is called Trevor Cunningham, and he's coming with another team in 1 week's time. And I told him, this place, it has no electricity, it has no medical facilities, it has no clean water. Life is tough for you people here. And so we believed in our hearts that God had led us to the right place. And I thank God today that we are here, that we have signed the land agreement. And I want you all to know, men and women, that by God's grace and help, we're going to come back again on Friday, the 11th of August. Okay? And I would like all of you, and even more of your neighbors and friends, to come on that day so that we can clear more of the bush. And on that day, I come with the check to pay for
the
site. And again, we will come with more food. I think you need more food. Now, before I go any further, Kashoka has found my wife. So I would like both of them just to come now. I introduce them to you. I think this is a day for introductions.
Yeah.
This is my wife. My first wife. My only wife. Just before you start talking, eh? And she's called Mwende.
Mwende.
The one who is loved, eh?
And I'm Penda.
I hope you will also love her. If you see her when she comes here, take care of her, please. Eh? You know we have four children.
Mena tiana inya.
I know she looks like Kanini Minogue. But we have four children, and our eldest firstborn son will be 20 years old next month. So it's like I'm becoming a mzee. Okay? Then this is a fellow missionary,
Grace.
Her name, by the way, is Alma.
Alma.
Fellow missionary serving the Lord, preaching the gospel in many schools is Grace or Kashoka. And you can all expect to see Grace here again because Kashoka means the one who goes and comes again.
And
Grace, this is your third time to be at
Gaia.
Now, did you introduce yourself?
I don't know what I mentioned.
This is Pastor Julius
Macau.
Julius has been working at our center for many years. He's our child administrator. Why do we need a child administrator when we have a medical clinic? The reason is we also have a child rescue center where we rescue abandoned or orphaned babies, boys and girls, who have no one to care for them. And so I was telling the chief that if there was ever an abandoned baby here that you knew about, you can contact Pastor Macau, and we can be making arrangements to see if we can rescue that little
baby.
Now, our plan in the will of the Lord is to build a medical clinic here in Cayo to help you people with your medical needs. And Stephen, we can't say when that will happen, eh? I'm very happy, by the way, that Stephen is here today because the money that we'll be paying for this land is coming from FAME Mission in North America. And so those of you who know the Lord, you should be praying for Stephen and Trevor and Aaron that God will use them to touch the hearts of people there so that the money will come to build the clinic. But God willing, we will be able to do that here. At least now we've taken the first step of faith. And we look to the Lord to provide the need. Well, the need is there to provide for the need. To provide for the need. Now, why did we decide to pay for the land by check, do you think? Why did we decide to pay the owners by check and not by cash? Because all the people around here are so honest and so trustworthy and so nice and good. Yeah. It's because the chief told us it would be a lot safer to pay by check. So we took his advice. And it's also good you know that. In case there are some bad people who have bad ideas, eh? Now, As we stand here today together,
and
I look at all of you, I can only see the outside. I cannot see your heart. Yeah? You all look like nice people. See, Stephen, how do they look to you? You look like nice people to me. But you see, God's word reveals to us what each one of us are really like. And I would like now, just for a few moments, to share with you what God says about us. And after those few minutes, then, we're going to organize and give you all some I hope you will listen. Do you all know that the Bible is the Word of God? You all agree with that? You all understand that God is the one who made us? We did not make ourselves. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. God is the one who made us. God is the one who has brought us here even today. And this is His Word. And as the slave of God, I love my Master. You know why I love my Master? He gave His life for me. He poured out His blood for the cause of Calvary. For a guilty, wicked sinner, just like me. And I love my Master. And I thank God for this opportunity, even now, to share the Word of the Living God with you people in
Kyle.
Now, I want you to hear what God says about us all. Please listen carefully. I'm going to ask Pastor to read in Kikamba from Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. And the great burden of our hearts is that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will go forth powerfully in this area and the lives of many of you, men, women, boys, and girls, by the power of the living Word of God. And only then will real, true, lasting blessing come to the
people.
You understand? Listen carefully to what God says about all of us. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, 11, and 12. Please read those verses.
Allow me that to come in a minute, come in a minute. Otondo kuandeketwe, kwa imo longalu, aye onaume. Kuyo lawe na umani. Kuyo lawe mumanda angai. O ndende madho kete ute. Matwe kete mataile famwe. Kuyo lawe kaneza. Aie ona umwe.
Have you heard those words?
Mwezi gende beizu.
The same chapter, verse 23.
Oke lungu neke umwede wa miongwele na itatu.
For all have sinned.
Nundu wa ndende mekie nae.
And come short of the glory of God. You see, God is the standard. God is perfect. God is holy. We are sinners. We have all sinned and come short. What is sin? Do you know what sin is? Do any of you know what sin is? People of Kayo, you know when I go around the homes at Kipamula and I ask someone, do you know what sin is? They say, yes.
Ano ingela na aliko ya kirumula na makolia no jenda ini jao mundu
maji. They say tell me what it is and they say oh I don't know.
Na ngwe mundu kwa ndali ini jao mundu akoko ai nyandi ese.
This man do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Kila kienu kitra ele dini wa mundu.
It is not right in the human.
Now
in man.
That is what that which is not right in a man.
Yeah.
Compared to what?
Yeah.
To another man? What's the standard? Gideon? Yes, it is rebellion, it is disobedience, it's a transgression of the law of God. God is the one who made all of us. You've already said that. God is the one who sets the rules. He has given us His commands. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. I have four children. Some of you have more than four children. Listen, you fathers. If you told your child to do something, you said, listen, I want you to take that jerry can. I want you to bring it over there and put it in the corner. And don't pour the water out of the jerry can. Don't waste it. Okay? And your child took his fist and said, I don't care what you say. I will not obey you. I will do what I want to do. I'll take the jerry can where I want. And if I want to pour the water, I'll pour it out. Does I don't care what you told me.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about you? Fathers, what would you do? Would you be happy with your child? Do you think that child might need to be punished? Because of the disobedience? God who has made us has given us commands to obey. Every time you have sinned, and you may not have realized it, but every time you have broken God's law, you have lifted your fist at Almighty God and said, I don't care what you say, I will do what I want to do. Do you think God is happy with that? Do you think that pleases Almighty God? No, God says the wages of sin is death. Every one of us stand guilty before God. What do we deserve? Do we deserve to go to heaven? We've all sinned. Listen, and listen please carefully to this. Your problem, and my problem, apart from the Lord Jesus, it's not that you have sinned. It's not just that you have committed a sin. It is that you have never done anything but
sin.
We have never done anything but sin. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. In the book of Isaiah, we read that all our righteousnesses, as we see them, are seen by God as filthy rags. That bad news for us. We are guilty before God. We deserve the wrath of God. We have lived in rebellion against our Creator, what do we deserve? We deserve to be punished in hell. If every one of us here got what we deserve, we would be cast into hell forever. That's what we deserve. Do you understand that? You know, there are so many people and they think they're so good. They would say,
oh,
I'm better than that person because I go to
Kanisa.
Sometimes I sing hymns. Even I try to be good to people sometimes. They think they can earn their way to heaven. They think, like the Pharisees, they can go about and try and establish their own righteousness. And yet God says, you are diseased with sin. God says, you are so corrupt and so polluted with sin that everything you touch becomes a filthy rag. All your righteousness are filthy
rag.
We're lost in our sin. Do you know how God describes us in Ephesians chapter
2?
Apart from the Lord Jesus, let me give you a quick overview of how God describes every person on this earth apart from Jesus Christ. Dead in sin. Children of disobedience. Children have lived in rebellion against Him. Children of wrath. Without God. Without Christ. Having no hope.
In this world.
That is our lost condition in our
sin.
Yes, that's the bad news. But that's the truth. You're lost in your sin. Can I save you? No. Can any church save you? No. Can you do anything to save yourself? No, you can do nothing. We need to understand we're lost. Men and women, this is the sad and solemn truth. We stand condemned already before a holy God. But I want to tell you some very, very good news. The Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless, spotless, perfect Lamb of God came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. He was born without sin. He lived in perfect obedience to the law of God, to his Father. He has provided a perfect, spotless righteousness that we need. And then he went to the cross of Calvary. And there, the sinless, spotless, perfect Lamb of God laid down his life. He died the just for the unjust. That he might bring us to God. That we who are guilty rebel sinners could be reconciled. This is not what we deserve. We deserve to be punished. God in grace and mercy has provided a way for sinners
to be saved.
There was a jailer called the Philippian jailer, and he cried out one time, "What must I do to be
saved?"
Maybe you're sitting here listening to this message today.
And
you understand you're a guilty sinner. You've lived your life in rebellion against a holy God. Wondering, what must I do? How can I escape what I
deserve?
I want you to understand today, you can do absolutely nothing because Jesus Christ has done everything. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Look away from yourself. We can do nothing.
But you know, I'm not going to be here.
Look by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the message. Above everything else, this is why we have come to this
place.
Because men and women of Guile, we believe, and I believe with all my heart, that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone
that.
And this is a living word, and it's able to make a dead sinner alive. And I want you to know, if a person has truly trusted Jesus Christ, given their lives to Him, old things pass away, all things become new. You will see the change that God makes in that person's life. You'll no longer be a slave of sin. You'll now be following the Lord Jesus. You'll be a slave of righteousness. This is the message. I pray God will bless His words. I thank God for this day. Able to meet each other. I thank God that on our very first day to meet you, I've been able to share with you the word of God. And there's something you need to know about FAME mission. We are non-denominational. We're not pointing you to any denomination. We are pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We have come here as a mission with the Word of God. And we want to point you to the only Savior, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We're not pointing you to any church. Our prayer is that each one of you might give your life to the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Because either you're the slave of God or you're the slave of the devil.
And
I thank God today I'm the happy slave of God. He purchased me with His own blood. And I belong to Him. By God's grace, I seek to live for His glory. And I leave you with this question. Whose slave are you?
Where?
You're either the slave of God or the slave of sin or the slave of righteousness. Men and women of Kayo, whose slave are you? Can I encourage you today to give your life to Jesus Christ? Except a man deny himself, take up his cross, follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Whose slave are you? May God bless His word.
Very admirable,
I'm going to ask Pastor Mackay now just to close in a word of prayer, and then we'll start to distribute the food.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.